T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In case you missed the news, the Yankees won last night. They're the American League East champions. And this incredible job that their manager has done, and the incredible job done by Brian Cashman, who's the general manager. Brad Blanks ran into him.
Yeah, but remember, Scott, about a month ago, he got pulled over by the police in, what's his town?
Oh, yeah, he's in
Connecticut.
He's in...
Rowett, that's right.
I think, I got it.
Yeah, so he got pulled over and a gun drawn on him, and he had to get out of the car.
Yeah, they showed him holding his hands up.
Yeah, and he had, he had his hands on his head, and he had to stand there, and because his car had got stolen, and then he was in the... He found the car, and he was in it, and... It was very scary for Mr. Cashman.
Brad's chatting with him all about it.
Brian Cashman, how are you, mate?
So far, so good. You know, obviously, our season's going well, and we're in this final stretch drive, and hopefully we're going to have a good October. We'll see.
Scott, and we all had a great time when the police pulled you over for that famous moment. You handled yourself very well.
Well, I think being the general manager of one of the more stressful jobs in all of sports history, you know, serves me well when you're under duress. So, yeah, no, I just did what I was told. It was all good.
Was it like on the verge of a World Series victory, or were you calm?
No, actually, it was calm. You know, I literally, for whatever reason, I wasn't overreactive. I didn't have, I have a low heartbeat, right. And I just followed their commands, and I knew they would figure out, like, it was all good. And for whatever reason, thank God, I have a cool, calm demeanor.
Is there a sense of pride for you and your team in terms of the people you've pulled together to get into the playoffs?
There's a lot of pride right now in what we've done, but we know there's, a bigger mountain to climb. You know, this is all about, how we do in October. So hopefully we'll be, in the best position we possibly can be with health and performance by the time, those games start, the ones that really count, which is the second season, the playoffs. And we've got a really, deep, good collection of talented, hungry players. And so that usually means a formidable team. And we've proven that thus far in the regular season. We just have to prove that in the big season of October.
A big day for New York sports with Eli Manning being benched. As a general manager, what advice could you give to the general manager over there, or the Giants, or Giants fans?
I mean, obviously, you're either building for the future, you're competing for the present, and certainly there's growing pains that comes with building for the future, and that means giving some young talent some opportunities. So the Giants are making those type of decisions right now, and Eli Manning has been an amazing presence in New York sports history, and obviously at some point somebody else is going to take an opportunity, so Daniel Jones is going to get a shot in it. And but I don't have any advice for anybody. I'm too busy trying to do my job and do it well. I make too many mistakes at times, so I'll stay in my own lane.
Yeah, love that. And, good luck, mate.
I appreciate it. Good seeing you again.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Brian.
He's been up there.
What a great guy.
Yeah. He does.
Good fella.
Yeah.
He brought his kids up to the station a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He made a good point. Aaron Boone has done an incredible job. And Brad, you mentioned that with all those injuries they've had,
and
they pieced together a team and they found new stars.
Yeah, the plug-in guys.
And found a way to make it into the
end. But he's right about one thing. It's nice to win 100 games and nice to win the American League East, but the Yankee organization has come to expect.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's just the first step.
Yeah, that's not going to mean much if you don't go deep into the playoffs. Yeah. So, 7 years since they won the AL East. Congratulations to Brian and the entire Yankee organization.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.